I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Wednesday, June 17th. African-American men and women will saddle up for a premier event on Saturday. The Dayton Black Rodeo is riding into town. WYSO's Catherine Mobley has more.
I'm very excited. I'm 10 toes down, ready to win.
20-year-old Trayshawn Woodard is a bull rider. Saturday, he's competing in Dayton's inaugural Black Rodeo. He explains a winning bull ride is about time and style.
You have to ride for 8 seconds to qualify for scoring in general. Once you reach that 8 seconds, depending on how the rider ride and depending on how the bull bucked is how they determine your points within the game.
Other competitions include barrel racing, bareback riding, and tie-down roping. The Illinois company, Latin Rodeo Productions, Inc., is putting on this event. They're trucking in hundreds of tons of dirt to build a rodeo pit behind Welcome Stadium, where black riders from across the country will vie for top honors. Cody Roden is with the Dayton Black Rodeo Foundation. She applauds this event for spotlighting positive images of black excellence.
This is our heritage. We have cowboys in our ancestry. And talk about land ownership, agriculture, and entrepreneurship paths associated with it as well.
A ticket gives you access to a full day of carnival games, the rodeo, a live concert, a trail ride, and field dance, as well as a mechanical bull. Several scholarships will also be awarded. Doors open at noon on Saturday. Learn more at DaytonBlackRodeo.com. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
Look to the skies Friday morning and you may see a piece of history flying overhead. WVXU's Tannen Weingartner explains for the Ohio Newsroom.
Around 40 historic Stearman biplanes will descend on the National Museum of the U.S. Air Force near Dayton this weekend. Public affairs specialist Ty Greenlease calls it one of the most recognizable aircraft of the last century.
Thousands of pilots learned how to fly in that airplane. It is the real backbone of training anybody in World War II who is flying airplanes.
The plane features rugged wood and fabric wings, an open cockpit, and a radial engine with a distinctive coffin sputter roar. The planes will be on static display Friday and Saturday from 10 to 4. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Tana Weingartner.
Governor Mike DeWine is just months away from leaving elected office. He's now calling on lawmakers to permanently end the death penalty. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports the announcement has been a long time coming.
In the 1980s, as an Ohio state senator, DeWine voted for the law reinstating death sentences. Decades later, he says he's changed his mind, arguing they don't deter the worst of the worst crimes.
First, they got to get caught. Then they're indicted. Then they're convicted. Then a death sentence is handed down. Even after all that, their odds of actually being executed are not very high.
As governor, he's delayed every scheduled execution since January 2019, some more than once. But some lawmakers in his own party say if the legislature had the votes to outlaw the death penalty, they would have done it already. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The Shawnee tribe in Oklahoma recently acquired two properties in the Midwest earlier this year. Tribal leaders are hoping to help preserve these tracts in their homelands. For WYSO, Thomas Pablo from newsroom partner KOSU reports.
The two properties are in southern Indiana and Ohio. The Indiana location is enveloped by the Hoosier National Forest and sits next to another parcel already held by the tribe. The property in Ohio is near the State Serpent Mound, an effigy mound created by indigenous Americans dating back thousands of years. Chief Ben Barnes says Shawnee people were likely behind its creation.
These are lands that were originally homelands to Shawnee people. It's where we are from. It is the site of our beginnings. These places need protecting. And if we don't advocate, fight for the beautiful things of this world, those things will be consumed.
Barnes says by helping to preserve the area, he hopes Serpent Mound can become a World Heritage Site protected by the United Nations. In Oklahoma City, I'm Thomas Pablo.
Look for potentially active weather evening and night in southwest Ohio as strong to severe thunderstorms are likely. The biggest threat for severe weather is actually in Illinois and Indiana. But if those storms hold out and move into our area, they could cause some strong winds. The possibility of heavy rains and even an isolated tornado can't be ruled out. Much of this activity will occur after dark, so stay weather aware this evening and overnight. But things will quiet down by Thursday and Friday. And that's WYSO Today for Wednesday, June 17th. I'm Mike Fraser.